Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Believe in the Ivy League, a look inside the ancient eight teams in the Ivy League and their upcoming games with all of the stats, trends, and analysis that you want to hear. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Believe in the Ivy League. I am Tom Barton from TomBartonSports.com. Go check me out at TomBartonSports.com, Tom Barton Sports over on X, Tom Barton Sports over on YouTube. Use all those likes. Absolutely, guys. We've had a huge, great season in college basketball. It is now the end of college basketball season. I have some news, some notes, and we're going to have basically a send-off here before we do begin the next programming. In the next program, we're going to go into a little bit of baseball news, other news around the Ivy Leagues. I'll always keep you informed about basketball, movings, and football, right? So from now until football season, or until really early August, we're going to have a potpourri each and every week. But this week, it is finishing off the basketball season and saying goodbye to teams that, look, I think it was a very successful year in the Ivies. Now, I've been doing this show for years. I've been screaming and yelling for 20 years on the air that the Ivy Leagues, multiple years, should have gotten two bids. I still believe that. I believe that this year, Princeton deserved that second bid. And you look at how Princeton's season ended and how it ended in the NIT. Look, I think they had a good showing. I think that it was a difficult road for Princeton. And what they accomplished at the end there, you know, it showed me that they could have won maybe a game, maybe advanced into the weekend. So I thought Princeton was a team that could have gotten a two-bid league. I think that their season overall needs to be looked at as a success, an accomplishment. Look, if you ask the seniors on that team today, they're probably going to say it wasn't that great of a season because they wanted to go to the NCAA tournament. They wanted to win the league. They wanted to be that team. And they had a disappointing last game, right? I mean, they had that game against Brown where it was a tough game during the year. You look at that and you go, yeah, maybe they're going to hang their heads a little bit. But overall, you have to say it was a good season for Princeton. And I think that almost all these college basketball teams in the Ivy Leagues this year are going to have the same kind of idea. The same kind of idea where today, not so great. But if you ask those seniors in a year from now, they're going to go, man, we went 24. We had 24 wins in the regular season. You know, we were rolling. We think we belonged in the Ivy Leagues. And we got to the Ivy League championship. I mean, listen, that's a good year for them. Right? I mean, you got to look at that and say, this is a good year for Princeton. It was a good year. It was a great year for Brown. Again, I know it ended, at the end in a weird way where they gave up, you know, they had 6-point lead with seconds to go and it crumbled. But overall, who expected this team? This team that had not won back-to-back games to win 7 games in a row going into the end of the season. Brown, raise your head. Hold it high. That was a good year from Brown. A good year from Cornell as well. I know that they didn't live up to full expectations before the year. I said that they could be a team that at the end of the year could be sitting there dancing. I thought that they'd be right in it, but they were right in it all year. Cornell was impressive. And then Cornell in the postseason goes on the road at Ohio State and they have a huge lead. Again, a bad failing to the end of the year, but they fought. All these teams fought hard and had good seasons. And you come down to Yale. Yale went home in the dance. Yale's not moving on. But hey, they got their win. They got their big underdog win at that. And yes, they went away meekly, and it was a blowout on national TV and all that. But another good year from Yale. Even teams like Columbia could hang their head high. They did much better than they thought. So I think overall, the Ivy Leagues this year, they opened up some eyes. There was a legitimate argument to be had that a Princeton should have made it in over a Colorado State, a Utah State. If New Mexico had not won the Mountain West Conference, I don't think Mountain West is getting 6 teams in. So you could have had that conversation. There's a good argument to be made that Princeton deserved to be in there instead of Virginia, despite what happened, instead of maybe even a Michigan State. I mean, there's a good argument to be had. At least the conversation is out there for the Ivy Leagues. At least the conversation is being had that maybe this could be a 2-bid league. And as we advance into next year and give a quick look to next year, I think we're getting closer and closer to that 2-bid league for the Ivy Leagues, which is a great thing for us. The Ivy Leagues continue to win in the big dance. You continue to put teams going back to Harvard a couple of years ago, Princeton last year, that magical run in Yale this year. You put the Ivy Leagues in, they're winning first-round games, right? So that proves that the league is stronger than what the perception of the league is. And we watched it again this year with Yale advancing past the first in the game. That is big. Don't think that is going to be lost on the committee. No, that's absolutely big. So the Ivy League as a whole had a good season. We had 3 teams at the end of the year battling. It was tight. Nip and tuck right down to the end who was going to be the Ivy League champion, who was going to decide it. It was a one-game swing here or there. You had Brown streaking in the right direction to steal that last bid and absolutely shock the world. Plus money line underdog crushing it. Yeah, Brown, huge year. Columbia had some ups this year as well. Now, Harvard had some downs. Dartmouth had some downs. And Penn clearly didn't play what they expected to. But overall, the Ivies had a huge year. Now, we get some bad news in the Ivy Leagues immediately following a good year. Right away, Harvard getting hit again. And the portal has hurt Harvard as much as anybody, maybe in the country, certainly as much as anybody in the Ivy Leagues. Go look at St. John's roster. It's all Ivy League players. But Harvard's freshman guard, Malik Mack, enters the NCAA portal. So it doesn't mean that he's definitely going to leave, but it looks like he's going to leave. He could go get nil money. He could go to a bigger program. Mack was fantastic for the Harvard Crimson. And he was their best player, which is getting increasingly hard in the Ivy Leagues to keep players, because once you are really good at a young age, they're going to go grab the big money. Mack averaged 17 points, 4 rebounds, almost 5 assists per game. Look, he's 3rd in the nation in points per game for freshmen. He's from Maryland. I don't think he jumps from Harvard to Maryland. I think he's looking at a big program. I do. He's Ivy League Rookie of the Year honors. Earlier this month, he took home Ivy League Rookie of the Week 8 times this year. He won the Lou Henson Award midseason watch in early January. So you look at him and you go, yeah, he's going somewhere big. When he started to come out into Harvard, he had commits or he had options at Mississippi, Rhode Island, Rice, St. Peter's, as well as many others. But he liked Tommy Amaker. Now he leaves. Where is he going to go? He's an eye to keep on. I know he leaves the Ivies, and sometimes when a guy leaves the Ivy Leagues, I guess people get a little upset that he leaves. No, this is a guy that you want to go out there. You want to root for. I hope he does land in a good spot. I don't think he's leaving to go to Maryland or Rice or St. Peter's. I think he's leaving to go to a big program, and I think a big program will certainly grab him right away. But the big news, the overall huge news here, is that William and Mary has taken Cornell's head coach, Brian Earle. Yeah, this is big. It's a weird move to leave from Cornell to William and Mary. It's a weird situation because I don't think that William and Mary is a much better program than Cornell at all. At all, guys. So to me, this is a weird sideways move. For the fifth most wins of any Cornell basketball coach ever, he leaves. So next year it's a little confusing, right? It's a little cloudy. You have a Yale team that just went to the dance, but they're going to lose some big players. Princeton didn't live up to the hype. You know that they were a veteran-laden team, we'll say. Harvard already loses their best player. Cornell loses their coach. It's starting to get interesting, and it's starting to get into a position where, as we look forward to next year, you go, is next year the year where maybe a Columbia could come up and do bigger things? Maybe all of a sudden we get a Penn kind of back into the mix after a down year. Maybe Harvard can recover from the Malik Mack. But I think Harvard's in a bad way. And this, to me, this hurts Cornell huge after a great season. You hate to see it. So that's kind of the Ivy League basketball wrap up. This, like I said, will become a potpourri. We're going to concentrate on baseball next. But I will always give you guys news and notes on the channel every single week about everything going on in the Ivy Leagues. Have a very good weekend, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.